Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Paul and Jordana and DJ, it's Wednesday, 13th day of October. Somebody shared this with me who said, I don't know how to make this any simpler than this. Former President Trump and every living president has been vaccinated. All 50 state governors, Republicans and Democrats, have been vaccinated. Every member of Congress has been vaccinated. Every Fox News host and guest has been vaccinated.
Really?
96% of physicians, 78% of the U.S. military, 72% of the American population that's eligible has been vaccinated. And they go on to say 99% of everybody currently dying from COVID has been unvaccinated, has not been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm just curious if anything doesn't ring as true with what I just said. Dr. Poland, not to ambush you, but you are the expert.
I often tell people when I'm talking is to say, you know, look at the rates of immunization. People with the highest education level, with the most wealth, with the most scientific training, who live in the North, are immunized, and they're immunized at exceptionally high rates. So what do they know that people in the South don't know, or people with lower levels of education or wealth or scientific training? And I think to stop and question yourself like that is to realize, maybe I need expert advice here. Maybe I should take another look at these data and not let fear or social media or peer pressure steer me wrong.
Yeah, to your point, I know a lot of people who don't have college degrees who are doing just fine. They have common sense.
Sure.
And you would hope that common sense would kick in. If you look around you and the people around you who've been vaccinated are just fine and going about their normal lives, the people who've not been vaccinated are the ones getting sick right now and having, you know, bad results in the ICU, and many of them are still dying. So that's the part of this that makes me just scratch my head.
I so agree, Paul. I mean, how do you live in Idaho, for example, realize that the ERs and the hospitals are overrun, see the refrigerated morgue trucks, and still reject the vaccine?
I'm looking at a stat, Dr. Poland, and thank you for joining us today on CNN.
Hi,
Dr. Poland. Here on CNN that says the vaccine could have prevented 90,000 deaths this summer. 90,000 people. That is a lot of people that there was a cure for what they died from. This vaccine could have prevented their death. And I mean, look, you and I and Paul and David, we're preaching to the choir here. We're preaching vaccines and science. But, you know, the newest sort of angle on this are these vaccines for kids that are going to be approved, God willing, hopefully, for kids 5 through 11. First of all, can you give us an update when you think that's going to happen? And then your message for parents of these young kids who may be hesitant.
Yeah, you bet. So tomorrow, and you're exactly right, Jordana, how do you and Paul know this stuff? I spend all day keeping up. I'm always impressed. I was going to report that the temperature is 60 with a dew point of 29. And
keep try going.
To impress Paul,
keep going, please.
There's no.
Give me the weather, please. I'll go with your forecast any day.
Well, you're exactly right, Jordana. Tomorrow, in fact, we'll spend all day in this FDA meeting looking at boosters for Moderna and J&J. On the 26th of October, there will come forward to the FDA the EUA for 5 to 11-year-olds. I expect that those data will be reasonably clear and that the FDA will make a ruling very quickly after that in terms of expanding the EUA, so that early in November, we're going to start seeing vaccines that can be delivered to kids.
Well, that's good news.
And to the parents, what do you say? Run, get them, or what do you say?
Check with your doctor.
For sure, talk with your healthcare provider. You know, I'll just say that as a parent, now my kids are adults, but I've now got a one-month-old grandchild, my first one. And every single person in my family is vaccinated. And I guided my daughter-in-law, who at the time was early in her pregnancy, through getting the vaccine, so that she and my grandchild would be healthy, and they all are, thank God. So, you know, obviously for somebody like me, I'm analytical. I'm going to look at the data, and I'm going to say, I realize there's always risks to every decision we make, but where do I get the most benefit for the least risk? And clearly that's on the side of these vaccines.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask about pregnant women. Only 1 in 3 pregnant women between the age of 18 and 49 are fully vaccinated, according to the CDC. That's a much lower percentage than the rest of the population. Correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Poland. Pregnant women who develop COVID-19 symptoms risk emergency complications, other problems with their pregnancies, according to two new studies. You know, there's concern about fertility. There may be concern about miscarriage. What does the data show when it comes to women who are pregnant?
Since, of course, you urged your daughter-in-law to get the vaccine.
Right, yeah. So, you know, I know these data because of that. And a great question, a very fair question. I can make it pretty quick. No adverse effect on male fertility. No adverse effect on female fertility. Females, if they develop a lot of stress around getting the vaccine or a low-grade fever, can have really transient menstrual irregularities. That's not the same thing as a fertility issue. No evidence whatsoever of increased stillbirth, miscarriage, congenital birth defects, nothing like that. In fact, are you ready for this? These data have become so clear. CDC went from you can offer the vaccine to your pregnant patients to you should offer the vaccine to your pregnant patient or women planning on getting pregnant because of this one number. The risk of a pregnant woman dying from COVID is 70 times higher than a woman of the same age who is not pregnant.
Wow.
And I had just an anecdotal story. You know, if I get choked up on this, I apologize, but you know, you almost get post-traumatic stress after fighting this war for almost 2 years. And a colleague of mine from another institution called crying. And I said, you know, what's going on? And he said, we just admitted a pregnant woman, beautiful young woman, has a young child at home and a husband. And we did everything we could, and she died. We did an emergency C-section, and I think the baby's going to be okay. And, you know, my job at that point was to just sit and let him cry and vent. And I kept thinking to myself, this ought never happen. And how do you get through? How do you break through the fear and the misinformation and the disinformation? And I you know, all you can do is tell them what the data show and explain to them what's happening to people who make fear-based decisions to not get the vaccine. It's not just your life. It's the life of your unborn child. A paper came out yesterday showing that a pregnant woman who gets vaccinated against COVID passes antibodies to her baby through the umbilical cord and passes antibody through breast milk for a couple of months, protecting that child. Why would you not do that?
I'm so sorry about that story. That was heart-wrenching, but thank you for sharing it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I did read just a few days ago that the babies are being born with antibodies. So obviously, like you just mentioned, not even just through the breast milk or in utero. When they're born, they're having their own antibodies as infants.
Yes. Yeah. And this is protecting them until such time as they could be protected with vaccine. Now, you know, the good news in children is that they're unlikely to get hospitalized. About 20,000 American kids have gotten hospitalized due to COVID, but at a population level, unlikely. And they're very unlikely to die, though about 560 American kids have died of COVID. What they're more likely to have is disruption of school, disruption of activities, pass it on to somebody else. And we're not very clear yet about just how high an incidence of long COVID or complications they might suffer, particularly in regards to brain development.
Hmm.
Dr. Gregory Poland, I don't know how long the three of us have to say it, but we'll keep saying it to get vaccinated. We want to thank you so much again for joining us. Yeah, answering our questions and sharing that story. It was very valuable.
Thank you, Dr. Poland.
You bet. Be safe and thanks.
I'll talk with you soon. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.